Father, I thank you for our sins today, God, for the wisdom you've given us. God, we ask you also to be with these little young boys and girls and cover on the Lord. And we ask you to give the doctor wisdom that all would cover. And thank you for those first responders that are on the scene. God, bless them. And Lord, we just pray for safety with our schools in this area. God, be with our commissioner's court today, God, to make decisions right for our county. So we commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
Pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God,
one indivisible.
It highlights it.
There's
so much that I
can do
some
grading. The little envelope. Can be.
Okay, we're going to start open session for comments from citizens or members of the court on items that may not need to be placed in the following agenda consideration. Please keep in mind that you may be limited to 3 minutes. This time, does anyone like to address the court?
Judge, commissioners, just to let y'all know before y'all vote today on agenda item 8, I believe it is for the Conrad Shipyard on the utilizing the parking lot, to let everybody know that Tim Marsh has got some equipment, and their employees will be using the front part of that parking lot to work on the courthouse, so to try not to block them out before they can get to their equipment and be able to park before they can still continue on working on the courthouse. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're lining up.
Mr. Rock.
Judge.
Rock.
I'm glad you let them put a story about your hometown in the Beaumont Enterprise Sunday.
I let them do what?
You let them put a story in the Beaumont Enterprise about your hometown.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't read it?
No, sir.
You ought to go back and read some history.
I couldn't afford to buy the paper.
You got a big, pretty picture of your hometown.
Where is it?
It's an island sinking.
No, I'm not going to let him have his
picture.
He's got too much history in there about the kids leading the alligators down the street with the leash. Okay. You don't know where Island John Charles is. You don't know where Island John Charles is.
No.
He's just right over there, about 100 miles. They're going to spend $22 million building a little levee around it to save 44 people.
Okay.
You're doing good.
Maybe they could loan us some money.
Huh?
Obviously, they have some to throw away.
Yeah, they loan.
Right. I'm not supposed to discuss it with you. It's not on the agenda. Hey, what
Whoa,
town?
Smooth, Judge, smooth.
That's good, yeah. But what town are you talking about?
Huh?
What town are you talking about?
John Charles.
Island of John Charles in Louisiana.
John Charles?
Yeah, you don't even know where it is. You're from Louisiana.
No, I sure don't.
It's a big state.
It's way down south.
It must be down
but there. But it's just about 100 miles.
Okay.
It must be in the Delta. Must be in the Delta if it's an island.
I couldn't see it. It was behind that levee.
If you want to go down and see it, you have to drive 3 miles.
Judge, you got a place in the Bottom Peninsula?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ross.
That's going to be a tough one to follow, Missy.
No,
that's
all this. Hey, Commissioners, Judge. Commissioner Gauthier asked me to give an update on the airport. So I'm just going to do a basic, quick overview for you guys. The gallons of fuel we've sold from January to April of this year has increased 105% from what was sold January to April of last year. Aircraft operations from January to April of this year have increased 116% from what they were January through April of last year. The fuel farm self-serve issues that we were having were resolved on January 16th. It's up and running, been using ever since. Our fuel trucks have been in service since January 15th. Our common hangar and both of our all of our T-hangers are full. I have a waiting list for both of them. I have about 8 people on the common hangar waiting list, 14 on my T-hangar waiting list. Our courtesy car is being used 5 to 7 times a month. I filled the part-time position April 1st. I'm working with the treasurer's office on transferring the invoicing and payments for hangar rent to the airport. The advisory board met on April 25th. We're working on updating the airport rules and regs. So far, we've received all of our equipment except for the truck. And then the flying on the 27th, we end up having a really good turnout. Commissioner Gothia has some pictures. There end up being approximately in and out of there 900 just public spectators, 40 aircraft from other airports. The Young Eagles gave rides to 45 kids from Orange County. The CAF booked 3 flights in their Twin Beach, which they said is more flights than they book at other airports at all-day events. So next year they want to bring the B-17. Our food truck sold out, and we've received lots of positive feedback from the public and from the pilots. And I want to thank Sheriff for providing us with security, and then Acadian gave us an ambulance, a unit on that was on standby during the event.
Outstanding job. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent, excellent work. This whole time since you've taken that over, it's been really good. Thank you.
And the kids, the kids that were out there, they all had a lot of fun. I saw a whole bunch of very excited children just all over. They just, the fact they get close to an airplane was really got them excited.
It was a good deal.
Judge Commissioners, just FYI for the court, Christy just informed me we received the 90% of the debris payment. So $1,264,504.39. So just to make you aware, came in this morning.
Wow. Now we can pay people. That's good.
Yes, you will approve payroll.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's for later in the agenda.
Pass it down.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else like to address the court now on public comment? All right. We go to item 2, discussion possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court issuing a proclamation recognizing Tuesday, May 14, 2019 as Senior Rally Day in Orange County, Texas. Here we go. Proclamation, 50th anniversary of the Senior Citizen Rally Day. Whereas in 1965, Dorothy Ives, home demonstration agent in Orange County, asked the Extension Program Building Committee to approve the established committee on aging. And the committee was formed with 6 members who studied the needs of the elderly. Annual goals to address problems were established. And whereas one of the goals was participants will become aware of the services and benefits which are available, enjoy social togetherness, share ideas, remarkable items, and receive recognition for their civic contributions. And whereas to meet the objective of this goal, the Senior Citizen Rally Day was started. And whereas the first Rally Day was in 1970, with the theme of Your Health and Happiness Rally Day, the committee was able to fill their primary goal. And whereas over the years, to stay abreast of senior needs and changing times, the format and activities of the rally days changed, and whereas in 1988, health screenings were added, and in 1998, the flea market was discontinued, and a complimentary lunch was added. And whereas to this date, over 400 seniors of our community enjoy Senior Citizen Rally Day each year on the second Tuesday of May. And whereas the seniors enjoy visiting with the 42-plus vendors, playing bingo, winning door prizes, along with a free lunch, drinks, dessert, and whereas the Rally Day is based on the needs of seniors and the Committee on Aging provides leadership for this action. And whereas May 14, 2019 marks the 50th anniversary of the Senior Citizen Rally Day, Now therefore be it proclaimed by the Orange County Commissioners Court that is hereby issued this proclamation and approves the following to wit, May 14, 2019, as Senior Citizen Rally Day, signed on this 8th day of May 2019 by the Orange County Commissioners Court. Need a motion to second.
Make a motion, Judge.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1. Any further discussions? Y'all got your...
Oh, yes, sir. Well,
y'all don't look old enough to be members of the...
I know.
I was going to say, I ain't looking back.
Y'all must be the citizen for 2040.
I know. But, no, I'm Tommy Byers, and I am with the AgriLife office. And today we brought Miss Paula, and she has been on our board since it began. And so she has strived to continue the success through our community. And last year we had approximately 438 seniors come. And so those seniors come from Orange County, Jefferson County, as far as I think last year we had somebody come from Lufkin. So they've come from all around to experience our community. And then we also brought some of our vendors too. They're on our board. And so it's just a real great success for our community.
Yeah, I've been out there for many years. Last year was the first year I've missed in quite some time. And normally we serve, and some of those folks are they're not very patient waiting on their meals.
No,
they
got
to get it to go. But it's a great event, and like I said, I've been out there several times, and I know they all have a good time, and it's really heavily attended, so it's a great event.
Well, thank you, sir.
Would you like to address the court?
No.
You look like you're real anxious to talk. Okay. I need all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay.
And then if we could get a picture with you guys.
Sure.
Okay. I've been told to get behind.
I'll get behind you. How about that? Okay. Well, did I hide you?
Okay. Everybody's complaining.
I've got a little platform you can get for you.
We'll let y'all sign it.
Well, let's do this.
Oh, they're already taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. It's like Christmas. You don't know what camera to look at.
Well, we'll let Jill he's the emergency manager. He may have to help me with emergency. All right, I'm coming up at 3, 2, 1.
All right.
I'm not going to take a picture or not.
She wants one with her camera.
Dad, you don't know how to use that camera yet?
I don't. I don't know why they give it to me. I'm in radio. I'm not in radio. We don't have to take pictures right there.
We just imagine.
Oh, yeah, we got one. Mr. Hillary, you just got picked up.
You're not in it.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Is this where we do our crazy pictures? Crazy picture
now? Find your camera still. Everybody's on the way.
All right. He's got a video going.
He's got a video.
Oh, wait, one more.
Yeah, maybe two more. Because I've got to get one. You can operate that one. This one's easy. You're not talking to me.
It's a major undertaking.
I didn't know
I
they still made those.
I haven't seen those in forever.
Man, that's supposed to be you talking to me? You know that's supposed to go.
But that's the kind I can use.
Okay.
Johnny,
hold up and they'll sign it, and then we'll give you a proclamation. And on your way out, can you stop by my office and have Janine make a copy of it? County record. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, glances, I can't see what I'm writing.
I'll put a check on it inside.
Yeah, we meet at 2 o'clock. Got another one.
Yeah, we did.
Senior citizens.
National Mental Health.
John Doe, yeah.
Yeah. Mental unhealth, more like.
There you go. Thank y'all.
Hey, thank y'all very much. We see y'all too.
Nine.
It's from 9 to 1.
Oh, okay.
Dude, they will get on you if you don't get the meals in 5 times. They will get on you.
They got to play bingo.
I was. Well, they start serving at 11. They start serving at 11.
I was an MC one time. They kept telling me, they kept doing this.
Get to the
like,
food.
Hurry up.
Hey, at that age, they're not shy.
All right, item 3, discussion possible action on Orange County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation recognizing May 19th as National Mental Health Awareness Month. Proclamation, National Mental Health Awareness Month 2019. Whereas mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and whereas all Americans experience times of difficulty and stress in their lives, and whereas prevention is an effective way to reduce the burden of mental health conditions, and whereas there is a strong body of research that supports specific tools that all Americans can use to better handle challenges and protect their health and well-being, and whereas mental health conditions are real and prevalent in our nation, and whereas with effective treatment, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and lead full, productive lives. And whereas each business, school, government agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen share the burden of mental health problems and has responsibility to promote mental wellness and support prevention efforts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioner's Court recognizes May 2019 as National Mental Health Awareness Month and calls upon all the citizens of Orange County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support mental health recovery. Signed this 8th day of May 2019 by the Orange County Commissioner's Court. The motion is second.
Motion, we accept, Judge.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
14, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, Precinct 4, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2 to accept the proclamation for National Mental Health Awareness Month. All in favor, 65 and saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Get the cameras.
I'm Lane Fortenberry, the Public Relations and Marketing Administrator for Spindletop Center. I just wanted to thank the Orange County Commissioners for recognizing May as Mental Health Awareness Month and always supporting our programs and services. And if I may plug one thing that we're doing that we've been doing since November is our community coffee talk support groups. And last month, we actually just moved one of the locations to Orange, so we have them here now at Starlight Church. It's the third Thursday of every month, which this month I think is May 16th, if I'm right. And that's 5:30 to 6:30, and we have representatives there who can talk to folks about going through any kind of emotional trauma, physical trauma, especially things after Hurricane Harvey, talking about PTSD and things like that. And in May and June, they're actually going to be talking about how to mentally get prepared for hurricane season. So that's just one thing that we're doing in the community. So.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hold on, we'll have a proclamation.
Christmas.
Hey, on your way out, stop by my office.
Copy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. Good. See you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Th Stand up. Come on.
Coming up. 3, 2, 1.
Stand up, Chris.
Got it? I could. All as I could. On my tiptoes.
Well, anybody who's attended Lamar Orange remember Dr. Wilmore.
Yeah. Item 4, discussion of possible action on adopting a resolution authorizing the submission of the Regional Homeland Security Grant Funding Application fiscal year 2019 to the Office of the Governor. Joe?
Judge, this is the resolution with the changing of the seat of county judge. It's already been submitted. It's the amount of about $4,000. It's for the Office of Emergency Management Operations and Maintenance Grant.
Yeah, it just signifies the office. Mm-hmm. Whoever is in office.
No longer name.
No name.
Change. No name.
Yeah.
No.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
Accept that.
Okay. Need a second.
Second.
3-1. 3-4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I beat him.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3.
It's a race.
Second by Commissioner Precinct 4. Approving the Regional Homeland Security Grant Funding Application for 2019. Any further discussions? No. All in favor, say 5, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Here you go, Joe. We'll sign it and give it to you right now.
Somebody feeling left out there.
You don't get no pictures of
them. We're going to hurry up. I wish I had that thing.
What do you
mean?
She knows we're
going
to be late.
Yeah. She knows we're going
to
be late.
No, I talked to her. The presentation doesn't start to play. Quiet. Hey, Joe, man, you Lori's staring a hole right through you, tying up the meeting.
She got somewhere to be.
You're used to that.
Okay. Item 5, discussion of possible action authorizing county treasurer to process payroll for pay period ending May 5th, 2019, including all support and payroll liabilities and garnishment orders.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
3-2. Motion made and seconded. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3. Seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 6. Discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per test and listing and specifically as follows. There's no listed bills, so we'll take the oral presentation from the auditor's office.
Schedule of bills by fund and department. Fund 1, general fund, $193,919.51. Fund 2, road and bridge, $104.86. Fund 3, mosquito control, $4,203.63. Under Fund 6, adult probation, $2,255.27. Airport, $225.74. Other funds, $3,152.02, for a total of $203,861.03.
I move to go ahead and pay the bills listed by the auditor.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2 to pay the bills as presented. Any discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. All right, item 7, we'll take no action today because this was already done. After I found the Councilor Grimion found it that this had been done earlier this year, I think last fall, y'all made a blanket one that covered all the way through. So the only time we got to do a new one will be for July 4th and the fall holidays. So there will be no action taken. That's already been approved by the court. Item 8, be no action taken either because they have withdrawn their request to utilize our parking lot because of the projection of inclement weather to where they've moved the picnic for their Conrad Orange Shipyard picnic to another location. They won't be doing it outdoors, apparently.
So they're not going to use
it. So they're not going to be. They've removed their request to use the parking lot. Okay. And we'll go to item 9. Discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court receiving information from Kirk Gidry, Maintenance Director, on various ongoing projects concerning Orange County properties. Kirk?
Kirk?
Judge?
Commissioners? You want to just go down the list, John?
Yeah, let's just go down the list. You know, and I'd ask Kirk to come in and give us an update because we had several issues that involved maintenance that I want to try to get an update on to see where we were. I know one thing is the first thing that hit my mind was the waste services. I know we're holding up payment until they make some corrections and just trying to figure out where we're at on everything.
The reasoning for the hold up on the payments was the boilers that were installed at the jail facility. There's three boilers. And they're supposed to do a startup paperwork and certificates before and turn it into the state. That way the state knows the serial numbers, model numbers of the boilers that are installed at the facility. They did not do that. And when the boiler inspector showed up to inspect the boilers, he wanted to know, hey, these are new. What happened? So they sent us a little nasty letter saying that we're not going to give you your certificates until y'all get startup paperwork and all that. When I received that paperwork, I sent it to Ken at Way Company, and he started moving forward with the air service company who installed the equipment. And I sent them copies of the certificates that we already had in place, which looked like this. And they took the information off of these certificates. There's three of them for each one. And they expired in November. They did get all the paperwork they were supposed to. I have talked with Ken Kessler since, and I told him that I was the reason why I held up their payment on the final payment for the Way Company and the reasoning why. He said they hoped to have everything processed. We did get a bill in from the state for, I think it was $210 for our license. We did do the paperwork for the license to get it in. We have not received anything yet, so we're waiting either in mail or make sure that the air service did what the Way Company wanted them to do by all the paperwork on the startup.
So the bottom line, we still don't have that, but it's
we don't.
To be
we do not have certificates for the boilers to show that they're supposed to be operable. But right now, everything is still working good. The other issues with the Way Company on holding up payment was I sent a few emails out to Ken on some air conditioning issues at the visitation air condition at the jail. They sent a technician out to put some recorders on the air conditioning unit to see what it was doing. Well, in the meantime, the guy that sent put the recorders on, he quit. And then we get to this dilemma, okay, well, who's going to come take these recorders off and find out what this unit's doing and get somebody to fix it? Well, they finally sent somebody over there to pick up the recorders. Then it was like, well, we don't know how to read that information off of that. And I talked to Ken about it, and Ken said, oh, no, they got people that can do that. And I said, well, they're telling me that they can't. And so what are we going to do about fixing the unit? Meantime, I got in touch with the guy named Lance that did the controls for the air conditioning equipment for the county. And I told him what it was doing, so he came over here and did some reprogramming. And so far, the reprogramming that he did has kept the unit running. And it could have been just a control issue, but the problem was we never did get Way Company to get anybody to come over here and actually look at it.
Not if you're to call the person that quit.
Yeah, he just
deal with them.
Yeah, he put that stuff in, and about 3 weeks later, he quit.
Kirk,
yes, ma'am.
Very dependable.
Do you document, like you said?
I send emails out to the.
So you have data.
I have copies of the emails.
Who you send them to?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get any response on the email from them?
Yeah, once I do get response from, I mean, I keep all the emails. I don't delete any emails whatsoever.
Okay, because we need that.
Oh, absolutely. I do have documentation. As far as that right now, we're waiting to see if we get our certificates in. We get our certificates, then we're good to go. Then I don't know if the boiler inspector is going to show back up or not. I doubted that he will. He did inspect the new boilers. Everything looked fine, but his big thing was he didn't have any paperwork in a startup on it, and he had to have that from the company that installed it.
Okay. So it's moving slowly forward.
It is. I haven't found Ken be real fast on responding to a lot of our issues. We had a circulating water pump in the MEP building at the courthouse went out. So it was one of the new ones they put in. It was just rattling like crazy. We went over there and we took it out, maintenance took it out, and we put our pump that was in there back in place. Called the weigh company and told them, look, we need a pump, it's out. 2 weeks later, they show up to pick up the pump. Now, if I wouldn't have had another pump, I don't know how long it would have took them, but anyway, they called me a few days later and said, well, we tested the pump and the pump was out of line. I said, how did y'all test the pump? Well, we turned it by hand. I said, you can't test that pump like that.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll tell you what, if you say it was out of line, I said, this pump was brand new, was still on a skid, never been broke loose, nothing out of line, all the paint is still in place on the bolts, nothing's been broke loose. So how did it get out of line? I said, I'll tell you what, you bring the pump back over here, you install it. If it doesn't work, you're going to have hell with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So they said, okay, well, we're going to send it to a pump company. I said, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So they supposedly sent it to a pump company, found out there was a bearing out in it. So they got it fixed and they brought it back. I said, well, before we do anything with it, we're going to hook it up on power over here on the floor and test it. So we did. We tested it. It all worked. We left our pump on and just left that one on the floor for a backup. But they did get it fixed. But turning a Lovejoy coupling on a pump by hand is not going to determine what's wrong with the Deckum pump.
Well, that thing has a warranty.
Yes, sir.
To it, so.
Yes.
Because my concern with that, I mean, I understand holding it for a spare, but when you put those things under a load, as you and everybody knows, it's going to be different than just turning it without it being under a load.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you think there's a way that we can make sure that, because as time goes on and we've reinstalled.
Well, the motor was still good. It was just the bearing in the pump. But they changed the bearing in the pump, and
basically, our warranty sitting there expired.
No, much
lower than I
did. Mr. Gauthier was getting that if it's not being used, you don't know the warranty.
Yeah.
You might put it on there after the warranty is expired and not be.
Well, the warranty for the weight company, there, our warranty is still October. And the failure on their part to come over here and actually take care of some of the issues that we have in a matter of time, I think they're just dragging out, waiting until October. Wait, that way they don't have. That way it's all on my.
That's kind of where I'm headed with this. I think we would be better served if we went ahead. And I know it'd be a little bit of labor intensive, but to change that pump and put it in,
reinstall
it. Then we have a recovery if something happens.
And that way, because it could have been a bearing that was bad in it, but there could be something else, and we wouldn't know until it was under a load.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we can do that.
We're getting closer to October. I don't want us to get past October and then our pump go out. And then we have to change it.
Okay.
And then it's broke still. We can't do nothing about it.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't on this court when the weigh thing came in.
Nobody was.
Nobody was.
No, ma'am.
Well, what kind of, like, do we pay them monthly or?
No. Well, I think we owe them like $87,000.
And we're holding that.
Yes.
But didn't we pay a lot up front?
$5.4 million. And just FYI, on the last court that did all that, I told them it was a bad idea.
Yeah, what?
In the contract,
I was overruled.
In the contract, do we have any recourse other than
nobody
holding the final
payment?
Is there any chargeback we could do?
Denise?
None?
I think
I figured that was the answer.
It was a craftily written contract, Commissioner.
Yeah.
I would ask.
It's a... You know, just something we got to take care of.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't anybody on this court doing, but it's something that we're going to be faced with. You know, you got to take care of it.
And not
I have my opinion. I'll keep it to myself.
Yes.
All right, we'll move on to number two, Commissioner.
Yes, yes, sir.
I talked with, had a meeting yesterday at 10:30 with Nancy B. Ward, and to try to, I was hoping that she would be able to come to court today to answer any questions about the your office in Morrisville. Yes. But she thought that court was at 2 o'clock, and she had a meeting with Hazard Mitigation and FEMA this morning at 10 o'clock. And that was part of your building which she was having a meeting on. So hopefully she would have some more information after her meeting today.
Will
on time frame.
I
can call her and see. I'll send her an email and tell her to give me a call after she gets finished with her meeting. As far as right now, they did have some hiccups in paperwork between TEDM, Hazard Mitigation, FEMA, going back and forth, and it's kind of Nancy told me all this yesterday, so it's
So when do you look for me?
I don't have a time frame.
That's what we're looking for. Time.
I do not have a time frame.
I have in my little room. Yeah, 2020.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 2025.
No, I think you get
it
by
2020.
Well, that's a good year.
Well, this is ridiculous. I have a picture on my wall in my little closet out at transportation, and it's of the studs and the blue plastic and all that sort of stuff. And I just, every day I look at it and I think, okay, how many more days?
And I really don't have any other information other than what Nancy told me yesterday in the meeting. I will try to find out some information from her this afternoon to see if she has a better time frame. She hopefully, from what she told me in the meeting yesterday, if all the paperwork is correct, this part here should take a couple of weeks. I said, is there anything that I need to do as acting for the county to make things go any faster? I said, do I need to get any kind of pricing for the building for the repairs or anything? She told me that they would be turning in a scope of work to Connie for to go out for bids, since we're Connie informed me yesterday when I talked to her, I think it was yesterday, about since we're using FEMA money, we have to go out for bids. So it's not just using insurance money where we can
But why didn't we use my insurance money?
Yes.
The court voted to try to get FEMA funds?
Well,
3 weeks ago.
So how much? So they'll pay above and beyond what insurance covered? Is that what's my?
Yeah, Nancy told me yesterday, like if we go up there and raise the building 3 feet and we fix the outside and all that, say the cost was $160,000 to raise the building and you paid $150,000 to fix it and you sent a bill to FEMA for, say, $320,000 or whatever, they would pay that. If it cost $300,000, they would pay that. If it cost $280,000, they would pay
for the raising of it.
No, they're paying for the remodeling and the and the raising.
Yeah. What are we waiting on? Waiting on FEMA approval.
Yes, that's correct.
Waiting on FEMA approval. And that's where the press. That's where.
And that's not the only project with the county, as far as what we're like. The next item, Commissioner Trahan has on here is the courthouse. The courthouse. I don't know if it's about the marble in the front, but there's another part of the courthouse of Hurricane Harvey related damages. The damages inside the building were never addressed. There is FEMA money that's out there to change all the windows on the courthouse, put all new roofs on the courthouse at government money. Now, I had it approved in my budget to replace the roof on District Clerk. Connie's waiting on that paperwork, and I told her I may have to just put it on the agenda and ask the court which way they want me to do. Do they want me to fix it? Or wait on this, see if this FEMA part comes through, and then we'll have new roofs, save our money, and get all the windows replaced and go down that road. She told me there was funding for the courthouse, the DA two-story, and the sheriff department. And it was going to be mega millions of dollars doing the sheriff department and the other two buildings.
And
but the thing is,
being Nancy Beaver.
Yes, sir. But the thing is, it puts me in a dilemma on a catch-22. I went to court, workshop, got approved for funds to fix this. Then we have an event, and then it's like, okay, do we spend the money on it and lose out from getting money from FEMA? And I may have to just put it on the agenda and let the court make a decision and see which way they want to go.
Well, Johnny,
did she get a reimbursement grant?
I don't know. I can tell you what the price would be around, roughly what the price would be for the roof for the district clerk would be around $60,000 to $65,000 for a roof.
Okay, but what I'm saying, I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just know from meetings that I've been to, that when I'm there, FEMA's still talking about Ike. And I mean, that's been, so I don't want to be talking about Mauriceville 8 years from now. I mean, I just don't want that to happen.
I was really kind of hoping that she would have been able to come today. She did, she did tell me that she was going to come by email, that she could be here. But I think I was the one that messed her up on the court date. I thought it was Tuesday at 2 o'clock and didn't think about Wednesday, and that changed it up, and she had a meeting, and she couldn't make that make the court today.
Well, maybe I just need to get her number, and maybe I need to talk.
And maybe this is a Joel question, but it was, I mean, I know they're working through this process, and I know it's a long process. There's no doubt about it when you're dealing with FEMA money or them giving us their money. Have they gave any indication yet on when they're going to start doing some approvals on these project sheets that have been sent in?
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know what Commissioner Beecham's talking about is this thing keeps getting pushed down the road, with, at this point, still no guarantee that we're going to get any of that money for any of that project, right?
As far as the Precinct 2 building is concerned, the project damage description, all that's been approved by FEMA. They're expecting, as far as the scope of work, approval on that, maybe by the end of this week, beginning of next week. And then once that's completed, and the meeting that she's meeting with them right now on as part of that is the elevation for them.
Okay, so that's going back to.
So now we look at the elevation. So then that pushes it back.
No, that's all being done the same thing. Right
okay, now. So basically, then the Commissioner Beecham's office has been approved for FEMA money. Now we're just moving with the next step. But that money's been approved.
So
we know that's going to happen.
In your opinion, just guesstimation, how long is this going to take?
For the final completion?
So that we have money that we can start putting a board in my office.
Well, I think the money's going to come fairly soon. The last part of that's going to, or the longest part of this process will be the environmental and historical.
That's not a historical building.
You still have to do it. It's government.
Do those steps on all of this stuff.
Then how long will that take?
I wouldn't think that long since it's not a historical building.
Should be a pretty short conversation.
I think that should move along pretty quickly. But it is the next several steps are happening as we speak.
Do you have just a proposed timeline, Joel? Or when?
Thinkable, maybe.
No. No, I don't want you to say 2 weeks, nor that the check's in the mail.
They never say that.
No.
I mean, within a month?
I would say by the end of the month, and I don't want to be held with that, but you should have, they should at least be in the process of those last two studies, and then after that.
So sometime in the month of June, we can start moving forward?
Start construction.
Well, and I think the biggest question is, because my biggest concern about all these things that have FEMA money attached to them is whether they're approved or not for the money. Because, like I said, I don't want to keep pushing it down the road if we don't know we're approved. But that one sounds like we're approved for, so I feel a lot better about Precinct 2 getting something done.
We should know if we're approved for the final cost of that by the end of this week and getting it.
Okay, so that's
because
that
if they're not going to fix it,
we fixed it.
We started fixing it, Judge.
Whichever way we go, so we can at least address that.
Or by the end of the month, or what?
Well, I mean,
yeah, whenever you hear what they're going to do, so we can move forward one way or the other.
Sure.
Okay.
People are calling me on that little phone, and if I'm not sitting right there, which I don't sit in my office, I'm out. They call me on my cell phone, and I'm fine, but not in that building. But that phone, it takes no messages. Nothing. The day I leave that office, that phone's going to be thrown in 1442.
But if you're not in your office, why do you need the new?
Because then I could get
messages.
No, I could get messages.
Also, we have the
thank you, Carl.
The WIC building inviter.
I don't know.
The WIC.
The WIC, yes.
Building inviter. I talked to Nancy about that building also because that one's been dragging out for a long time. The last thing that I did, I sent them a blueprint of a layout for a a medical portable building for that location. I don't know where the what the holdup is on it. There again, that's going to be through Nancy and all them, because all the surveying that needed to be done on the property and everything has already been turned in. I don't know what the holdup is of why that building shouldn't already be in place for the citizens invited to have a indigent health care building to go to. I don't know the answer to it. I asked Nancy about it yesterday, and she said she was going to have to look into on why that building hasn't moved forward yet.
Because I do want to go back just for a second.
Sure.
Because we skipped the courthouse.
Yes.
We didn't
skip it, but we didn't get a final. So we're waiting on, so because the front end where the scaffolding's at,
now
that's
the
different.
Yeah, Tim Marsh did start May 6th. Okay. 8 o'clock in the morning, he was here. Got with him. Ray Goodwin is their supervisor. We went on top of the courthouse roof. That way they could see what they needed to do for their scaffolding setup and all that. We hooked up some power for them this morning for their scaffolding to go on the outside where they can start doing their cleaning. The pictures that every one of y'all received that I gave y'all, that's a picture of a panel that was taken off the front of the courthouse on the right-hand side of the steps on the outer side. They took that panel off. There's some copper wires that are inside the cement that holds that panel from the top. The caulking is loose. It's been deteriorating, for say, but there's sand and cement inside there. So how it was constructed was all the cement that was there, from what Don LaBiche was telling me yesterday, they put sand on top of it and pack it up and level it out, and then they put the marble panels on top of that, and then they seal it, and that was it.
But isn't that what he told us that day in that meeting?
We knew about that. We knew some of it until we actually opened it up and looked at it. And I do have questions that I asked him yesterday that I still don't think it's a proper way to do it, and I'm going to address it to him because it's not how it is right now. But he told me when they were going to put this stuff back that they were going to put a mortar between those joints, and that's not what they have now. It's more of a caulking. And if a mortar joint absorbs water like cement does, then if you put that on a flat surface, what do you think is going to happen to the water that gets on top of the marble? It's going to seep down inside that sand.
I'm going to
talk with Tim Marsh and also with Don LaBiche and make sure that that is the best idea, even though that's not what's on there now. So
that's what I was going to say.
The whole thing is that they were supposed to put everything back the way it's supposed to be, then they should go back with a type of caulking, because I even brought up that question to him yesterday. What happens in the summertime with the heat and expansion and retraction of this? If that mortar joint cracks, then it's all loose again. Something's got to heave here to the actual marble. So that's something I'm going to address with him. I'm going to talk with Don. They're still waiting on the liability release letter for the scaffolding in front of the courthouse. They have not got that to give to the county, because they had the scaffolding inspected, recertified yesterday from Top Deck for Marsh to use the scaffolding. But we haven't got a release of liability from Top Deck saying that the county's not liable for whoever works on that scaffolding. And that's what we're waiting on, that letter, for them to actually be able to climb on that letter, the scaffolding, to do work. Because we're the first initial persons that paid to have it erected at the front of the courthouse. And we wanted a release of liability before they could get on there and work.
Now, let me, because you just said something that's interesting. Because my understanding was, by the past commissioner too, person, was that scaffolding was not being charged to the county.
That's correct.
And so you said now that there is a payment. Is Marsh contracting directly through?
That's correct.
So Stonelight has to do with that. They're actually doing that contract.
Yes.
To be able to use that. So it's not has to do with us.
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you covered that, because it's been sitting there for the whole time for free. And now there's going to be a charge to it. I want to make sure who was charged that to.
That it would be Tim Marsh.
Okay, good.
All right, good.
So we're addressing the marble. We're going to address the roof, and they're going to
work on the where the flagpole is in the front. Mm-hmm. They're going to tear all that roofing out and redo that roofing, and they're going to replace the drain that's by the flagpole to help relieve the water that builds up there. That they're saying it's going behind the flashing. So hopefully, what they propose will work all right.
So drain it before it gets a chance to get behind the flashers.
Yeah, and then they're going to fix on third floor in the housekeeping closet, there's a hatch for like an attic hatch, and all the mortar is all tore up and broke loose and all that. They're going to replace all that and fix all that also inside the closet.
That was discussed today in the meeting. That's,
yes.
That was taken.
Yes,
down.
That's correct.
So the only thing we got left, we're holding off, or we're moving forward on the district clerk's roof. What are we doing there?
Well, the district clerk's roof is part of what I was talking to you about on the FEMA, on the funds. And I don't know if I should just go ahead and put it on an agenda item, let the court decide if they want me to move forward with the budget that they gave me and do the roof, or wait on FEMA money and not use the budgeted county money.
Do we have a time frame on when we're going to hear from FEMA on that? No. No. Well, I think when we get through with this project, we'll have to make a decision to move forward or not at that time.
Well, and as long as that office is, if not, are they having leaking issues?
They have some penetrations on that honeycomb up there.
Yeah.
There's signs that it's got, since it's been repainted, that it's leaking.
Okay.
So it's not like water just constantly dripping down, but they're...
Yeah, if this causes a further damage, then we need to make a decision soon. If it's not, then I don't mind waiting on FEMA money.
Is there any temporary fix?
I'd rather pay for it with their money than ours, but still.
Yeah, if we could do something.
It would be just that. It's kind of hard on that pea gravel roof, on a flat roof, trying to find out where that leak is.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, because it can leak.
Because usually when it gets hot, sometimes it self-heals itself. And
that's not the kind of roof we'd go back with.
No, sir. We were going to go back with a Duralast roof.
Okay. That's what I thought I remembered. Okay.
Yes, sir.
To me, it sounds like we need to wait till they finish this phase of the courthouse, and then we're going to have to make a decision to move forward on that.
Maybe
or not.
We could get Nancy here and get some more input from her on that, too.
Yes, before
Yeah, we
that.
Could do, we could do that, have something for on the agenda for next week. I'll get with Nancy, and I'll send y'all an email and let her, you know, we can put it on the agenda to discuss county buildings related to FEMA or something.
Yeah, she could just continue the work.
Okay.
I'm all about FEMA paying for it if they will, but if we're going to wait for 2 years and FEMA doesn't pay anything, that's not good either.
Continue the work that we're doing right now, and then what we're talking about, the roof and stuff like that, we can see if FEMA will.
Well, Judge T knows how when he was in office back for adult probation, it took 4 years before
that's
we could get the adult probation.
About. We're not waiting.
Clark and them were displaced. There was quite a few places displaced for almost 4 years.
Well, I'm not going to vote to put that off.
But it was the process of paperwork, and it was a learning curve for the county back then because we never experienced a lot of this stuff. And now that we have some of it behind us, we still don't like experiencing it.
Well, the thing about FEMA is slow. I mean,
yes,
sir.
We are.
And there's things you can wait on, there's things you can't, you know?
And what you can wait on, you wait. What you can't, you don't. But the thing about it is you always got to go back in and look for reimbursement from instead of a trade-out project. And we talked that later about that. Take a look at that angle on it. Because, you know, there's a lot of things we did that we paid up front. And, yeah, some of it we got paid back, some of it we didn't. But you can't wait on them because of potential continuing
Well, that's true, because it puts the county's not moving forward as far as fixing repairs if we're always constantly waiting on FEMA. Then FEMA says, well, okay, if you do anything, then you're not going to be entitled to get any funding from us. Well, okay, let me weigh out the options. And our option is we need our building fixed.
What can wait, and what can't, you can't.
We're moving on 2 years now, so. You know.
No, we're moving. You mean on the courthouse?
On Harvard.
Okay. Well, the courthouse.
We good on that one?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Okay.
So.
Countertops, tax office. Had a meeting with Karen Fisher this morning with me, Phil, Karen, discussing options on doing this during regular business hours. She's going to get with her employees and discuss this and get back with us. And if I told her if we can do this through regular business hours, it's all doable. Funds that would cost for county to do it would probably be $5,000 less.
Yeah, the county did.
The last quote I got from Rick Scarborough on a price was $23,000, and that was in 2017. We did do some pricing through Charlene Walker before she left purchasing. We got emails for going out for some quotes. RFPs and stuff like that, trying to get some kind of idea on cost. But when the hurricane came, we kind of let it go down by the wayside by the countertops. The buildings of moving forward with the hurricane repairs was more important at that time. And then we had a big issue at the Sheriff Department in July when Mr. Trahan sent me the email. We spent about $45,000 on a big plumbing issue inside the old side of the county jail that had to be replaced. So it's been a kind of March flood event in 2016, the hurricane in 2017, then okay, let's now get some of this stuff on the backside. We'll move forward on some of these other small projects. But Karen gets back with me on an answer for her office, and I told her that we could move forward and we would take care of it in-house.
All right, because and I sent you a letter back last year about trying to do it in-house.
Yes, sir.
And I thought it'd be a lot cheaper.
And it would be. Okay. It would. It's just for my department being small and people wanting to work overtime. It's hard to ask anybody to work overtime. They don't. They got family. They got kids. They got activities. If we could do it during the regular business hours, it would be more beneficiary for my department anyway.
Well, I think we need to step it up and...
Did we
not do that office? What, didn't maintenance do that office?
No, sir. It was in 1998 when we renovated the admin building here. Yeah. It was all built in by...
Okay, I thought we had reworked the countertop since then.
No, sir.
Okay. And we're not moving any.
No, sir, we're not. We're just going to lower it 7.5 inches.
Right. I think that by not moving them, gives us more ability to do it internally.
Yeah.
Moving them, you run into floor issues, you run into electrical issues, cat-by cables.
That's correct.
And if we have to work a little overtime, then we're just probably going to have to do that. I mean, I don't
most of the guys don't have a problem on, you know, when we have emergencies, they're there. But to tell somebody that you're going to have to work overtime for a month and a half to build this is, well, man, I've got plans.
Typically, Kurt, if we would have went with a contractor on this,
yeah, they would
have done it during the day anyway, right? Yeah. They're not going to come in at night and do this job.
Yeah, because it would cost us even more because we'd have to pay for after hours.
Well, we'd have to pay them overtime.
Yeah.
If we have to pay our guys overtime, then we're going to eat up our $5,000 savings. So you kind of got to do it during the day, I think.
And if we work together, I think we can. I think everything will work out, and we can do this job in-house, and then I think it'll work out just fine.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Just move forward to that.
I know she's been wanting to get it done.
Yes, she has, and I know she's ready for it. But we had events that came up that kind of caused problems.
Things change every day.
Let's see. I wanted to share that with the court. If I find it.
Which one are you looking for?
Well, y'all don't have this one because it was just a letter from a department. I actually have more papers in mind than y'all. This one's on housekeeping.
Okay.
Update on housekeeping. Housekeeping was... started back in October 1st of 2018. County used to have 9 full-time employees. Well, 8 full-time and 1 part-time. The court brought back housekeeping in 2018. We have 4 full-time and 1 part-time. Everything's been a challenge. We're working on it. We're trying to get schedules out for everybody. That way everybody will know when their housekeepers are going to be in their buildings. At first, we were gang-banging all the buildings for, say, sending everybody at one time and doing all these buildings and coming back, but we didn't actually have how long it was going to take to do one building. Right now, we settled down as far as what persons are going to work, what buildings, and now we're putting together a schedule to send out on info email for everybody to know when their housekeeper is going to be at their building. Yesterday, I got an email from a building. It says, I know you're probably used to hearing people complain about things, but I just wanted to let you know how an awesome housekeeping is doing, and they keep everything clean and they're very friendly. So we had an attaboy yesterday from a department. It was really great to actually get something that, you know, you don't usually get. You usually get nothing but complaints.
Somebody
you need 4 more of those.
Well, this was from the courthouse. I'll let everybody know. It was from the courthouse.
Yeah.
So it was good. And now the, as far as the, I don't know, Commissioner, if you have any specific questions about housekeeping.
I've had a few people make comments, nothing specific. So I just figured I'd put it on here to see if we had any issues that you knew about. I'm happy with what they're doing out there in my office. They're doing a great job out there. I've got no complaints. So I just wanted to see if you'd heard of any issues.
We've had a few little bumps in the road, but those issues have been addressed, and we're moving forward, and I think it's going pretty
just
good.
Citizens.
I do have one that Amber, who works in this building, she is resigning as of May 17th, will be her last day. She's going to be quitting because of her pregnancy, and she's leaving. So I have a new part-time employee that I hired, just started 2 weeks ago at the courthouse, and I offered her the full-time position, and she's just happy as can be. Of course, the lady that she works with at the courthouse is going to be sad because she's a good worker, and she didn't want to lose her partner, per se, but she's going to, her name is Randy. She's going to be working in this building with Amber for the rest of this week and all of next week to get familiarized with her buildings. And then I'll just look for another part-time housekeeper for the courthouse.
Well,
are you not losing one to surgery? In your letter?
No, that he will be out. Arnold, that's Arnold. He is our...
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to be out. No, I do not have anything for Arnold. Because I don't have in my budget for a replacement for somebody to be out on surgery leave.
How you going to cover Arnold's job?
I don't know, Judge. It's going to be... We'll just have to take it that one day at a time. I really don't know. I don't know how long he's going to be out. He could be out up to 6 weeks.
Arnold does a lot of deliveries.
He does.
He did 50-something last month out of the 200-something deliveries that are supplies that were ordered. And that brings up a whole situation there. I think our departments need to communicate better and figure things out. It sounds like we're going to have to end up handling how this gets worked out. Just my opinion, because Kurt's been in communication with us. He sent this letter stating that issue. I think we're going to have to figure out, Kurt, how you're going to still deliver to, like, say, the courthouse and, say, the administration building. But I have reached out and spoke with the sheriff, the JP over at 4. I think during this period of time, those other departments just going to have to go pick their stuff up.
Well, I thought the numbers were... I didn't know this until Ms. Cassidy gave me some numbers of how many departments actually go pick up their own stuff.
A bunch already.
And that's half of the employees. I mean, half of the departments, per se. And I don't know why the other half...
Well, I'm going to have a hard time asking a couple of district court judges to
pick probably
their
so.
Stuff up.
Yeah, I'm not asking Courtney to go pick up her stuff.
I'm not either.
You can, I'm not.
Court.
So I agree with the commission down there. I think you can probably maintain your deliveries to the courthouse and the administration building and let everyone else
just come get
take care of themselves.
When I came to work here 21 and a half years ago, maintenance took care of bringing paper for purchasing to departments that needed paper because paper was heavy in boxes.
Yeah.
That's what we did. Back when Janelle Duchamp used to be here, something came up and Mark sent some guys over to help her do something, and then all of a sudden it escalated from that point on.
Well, I've had citizens tell me that they've been on jury duty and how horrible the courthouse looks inside and how dirty it was. I'm just sharing that.
Well, I'm not going to stand here and not tell the court that the floors have not been stripped and waxed, because they haven't.
No, they haven't.
On
the delivery, though, I think we're just going to have to figure out a way to deliver to the courthouse and the administration building, and then everybody else just go get theirs. I have no problem when JP4 has supplies. I'm over here at least twice a week. I don't mind picking them up.
Well, I have a hard time sending my technicians to go make a delivery for a stapler or something to a department and take them off of a job from working on an air conditioner or something just to go make a delivery. It's not suitable for my department.
I think it's a thing where you schedule it first thing in the morning, make that one delivery. You're not going to make special deliveries during the day.
Right.
But, and of course, this why I put it on there is to get some response from y'all to determine what y'all think we should do in this matter while he's absent.
If you don't have a coverage for him.
I do not, sir.
Right. Then the only thing you can do, the departments will have to pick up their own stuff.
You know, like I said, you're so close to the courthouse administration building. I think you can make that delivery. First you ought to be able to take care of that first thing in the morning and get that done. And I don't expect you to make special deliveries during the course of the day,
yeah.
But you can schedule that first thing in the morning, 3 days a week, whatever it takes to get that delivered out.
Well, Connie, do you know how many people from the courthouse come and pick up their own supplies?
And there has been times when y'all have been without someone to deliver for a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And most of the departments, if we contact them, will come in to pick up their items. And I will go and include Judge Arkeen.
I didn't say she wouldn't. I said I wasn't asking. That's all I said. I didn't say
Judge Arkeen out.
No. I wouldn't do that. I'm not saying she wouldn't. I just said I wouldn't ask.
I'm not getting into this.
When does he go out, Kirk?
May 14th. Actually, 13th. He's got to be there for pre-op, so he'll be Friday's his last day until he comes back. That's correct. No, we don't.
So if you deliver on Tuesdays and Thursdays, just unless, to the courthouse and annex, administration building, you ought to be able to handle that.
Get that knocked out first thing in the morning, and then hear about your business.
Well, it
so like just so I understand what you said. So Tuesday you may do half, and then Thursday you do half. You're not doing the same.
If we get a work request from purchasing for some delivery for paper, go to Vider, Expo Center, or something like that. I call Arnold and say, hey, get off of what you're doing. I want you to go bring some paper to this building and blah, blah, blah. And he'll go do that. But he's got regular scheduled days that he goes and picks up the certain merchandise and brings to the departments. But it's just we don't know in maintenance what exactly is going to take place until we're at work. Because we get calls during the day and, hey, look, we got sewer backing up all over, and then, okay, well, I got to pull people off from what we're going to do and go do something else. You just never know what's going to take place. Our biggest thing is since the jail lost their maintenance technicians inside the jail on what they did inside there, our workload went up 100% inside the jail just due to the fact that they don't have maintenance guys inside there anymore.
Pretty cool.
And they retired and quit.
They got old.
And I had lost a technician. I had waited 8 months to get a technician. He left for more money. And when Larry McAllister used to work here, he retired. It took me 8 months to replace him. And then Chad Barber, who worked for me, he quit and went to work for the Way Company to make more money, $10 more an hour. Hey, good luck. And so I had to wait for – it took me 7 months to get somebody hired in for him. It's hard to get somebody hired in when you have to maintain a jailer's license in the maintenance department to be able to work inside the jail on those jail doors. You've got to carry keys. You've got to have a license.
And is that why we haven't been able to replace that job mainly?
Sure. Yeah, it's a difficult position. We've had that before.
Jailer with maintenance experience.
Yes.
But on the maintenance issue, on the person from the jail, we all got someone fulfilling that slot. It's just going to take him a while to learn all the stuff. He can do a lot of minor stuff to keep from having to call maintenance to come over.
And that is correct.
It's just going to take time.
Are you in the jail every day, Kurt?
About three times a week. Three times.
Three of your guys,
yes.
Three times a week.
Yes, sir.
And is that like all day?
I just spent $13,000 on light fixtures inside that building to replace those lights that were inmates tore up. It's just unbelievable how things get destroyed, but I'm not budgeted for any of that, but it's something that we have to take care of.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
It's
sit there and think of things to do.
Yeah,
they get creative, yes.
You can give them a rubber hammer, they'll have it all, that's still all beat up, I'm sure.
So have we got any clarification on how we're going to have the delivery for the 6 weeks?
I don't think we do, other than what Judge said, Johnny said.
I still think that the Tuesday and Thursday delivery on the courthouse and the administration building can still be happen, and then we just have the delivery, the people go get the other stuff whenever it comes in.
I think that's doable.
I think it's doable.
Just do what you can, Kurt, and if you have any problems coming back to the court.
Yes, sir.
You can mark us off the list.
You can only do so much.
I would think that's the direction we may try to go first, to see if the people can. I mean, I would put that request out that they come pick it up. And if there's a reason that they can't pick it up, then as long as they explain why that particular, maybe something heavy like that, then we make an exclusion for that. But
yes, sir.
Everybody needs to be picking it up, at least through this 6 weeks. Everybody
purchasing should still, they're still going to send us the request for the paper because we're still going to deliver, rule of thumb, when Mark Wimberly was here, I'm still going to deliver paper because that was part of maintenance.
That's heavy.
It's heavy, right. And we're going to make those deliveries.
That's really the thing I'm talking about. I mean, somebody's got some paper clips, and over with delivery. They need them that bad. They want
49, you go get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Little cart. Little cart. A little buggy.
Bring a little green wagon up here.
We'll try to make the 6 weeks go by pretty good and see how it works out.
Do it best you can. If you have a problem, come back to the court.
Yes, sir.
Don't stop working.
You can only do so much.
Don't stop working on our office.
That's exactly what I said.
Yes, sir.
Leave Maurice's office alone until we get all this straight.
No.
You're sitting next to her, right?
Uh-huh. He sure does.
He keeps getting closer to me, though. I'm
Are you?
You know the gap.
It's getting a big tight over here.
A big one. I can still touch it.
All right.
Number six. Mr. Trahan's issue.
Yeah. Over the last few years, there have been events that we've had at the courthouse, and the grass was really high. And so what I want to do is it's the keystone of the county. I mean, it's our
I agree with you 100%.
So I want to see the courthouse lawn especially kept up a little bit more. And I know we have to work around the rain, which means you might mow it a day or two early because you know the rain's coming in tomorrow.
That's correct.
So
just that's what we did Monday.
Okay. Yes. So I just want to start trying
outside
to keep on top
this
of
this building too, where all the people come to pay their taxes.
We have issues on certain locations where the ground, like my guys were out there at your place yesterday. They couldn't do it all because some of it's still too wet and they can't mow. And that's a problem. But I don't have a schedule because I consider the courthouse, the administration building, and the Vital Cell Courthouse as priorities, and the ELC. But the ELC, for some, I got one groundskeeper, and I keep putting it on the budget work every year. I need another groundskeeper. I keep getting to tie.
Are they both full?
No, I have a part-time guy and a full-time guy is what I got.
Okay, but they're both. You have people in both positions.
Right? Yes, sir.
Okay.
But you can only work that horse so long, you know. I mean, it's one guy. It takes a while to do. It takes at least 3 days to do that whole 1442 complex.
Raise some goats.
To mow it?
Yeah. Got all the ditch in the front of the building, all the way around the perimeter of the building, edge it, weed eat it.
Get some goats.
Lord, didn't we, isn't one of Sabrina's guys supposed to be doing some of that?
Dwight.
Does the landscaping part, and I know that the master gardeners volunteer very much out there. I wish the extension office is here. It's still here. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of the weeding and dealing with the landscape. So I think that what Kurt's group does mainly is the mowing. many acres is that that you mow out there?
That don't make a difference. Look how big that ditch is. That's an all-day job at least.
Where? So you're saying it takes 2 days to mow the South Courthouse and Butter and the tax office and Butter?
Well, that piece of property on in front on Wilson and the East Railroad, mm-hmm. that corner property, we own that too.
Yeah.
Now, if my part-time guy doesn't show up, which he's been, we can go back and look at records on his timesheet, he's averaging around anywhere to 15 to 20 hours a week. He takes care of his mother. He calls and he takes off where he can go take care of his mother. I cannot force the guy to come to work. He's part-time, and what he does do, he works at Weed Eater all day long with Wendell. Hey, I'm not going to argue. But for Wendell to go out there by himself, and that's the weed eat all the ditch because you can't put the Dixie chopper in the ditch because the way it's designed, then, yeah, it takes a long time to get all that edged and weed eat it and blown down. Yeah. And then at certain times of the month, we got to go and trim all the bushes if there's any out there, like the courthouse. We don't trim bushes every time we cut, but we edge and we weed eat and blow and cut the grass every time.
Clark, is there anything you can do to help mow that ditch out front?
Not with the equipment that we have. Now, didn't Sabrina get a ditch big mower for out there? Whatever happened?
I don't know.
Do we remember?
I don't know where she put it.
She was looking for a place to put the mower out there.
So I know we need some mowers for the parks, but I don't think we need anything for that specific mm-hmm. building.
There's no special mowers for that building.
Yeah.
Well, the information I provided y'all as far as the last increase in personnel and maintenance shows you how many buildings we added since 1994. Some of this goes back to when Mark Wimberly was here. When he was here, he was asking the courts for more personnel. Also gave you a list of all the FEMA buyback property that we have. Right now, if it ever stops raining, there is some property off of Ferry Street in Bridge City. There are 6 lots that people have called and complained that they need it mowed. And it's going to take the brush hog to mow it, and it's because it's about 6 foot high. But I can't go out there and mow because every time I turn around, it's raining, and our biggest priority is to cut the courthouse lawn. So the FEMA buyback property is a back burner, which one thing is Judge T asked me yesterday, and I told him that Karen Fisher has taken care of the tax properties. We used to have to take care of a whole bunch of tax property before. She turns it around so fast that we never have to worry about getting a phone call from her and saying, hey, y'all need to go cut this yard, or we get a complaint from the city. So it's been working really well through her department, through the court, that turnaround is going fast. So that's less work that we have to deal with.
Can it do it faster?
So that's an attaboy.
Well, the bad thing about it is
a girl, a girl.
I think the court, I don't know what we're going to do yet from Joel, but there's supposedly 22 to 21 FEMA buyback property that may take place from this last event. So this piece of paper that I gave you shows 39 pieces of property. We actually have more than that. I have a big three-ring binder that shows everything in it, and there's around 60 pieces of property. And then you add those 60 to the other 22 that we may inherit. That's 82 pieces of property that's FEMA buyback that you won't be able to do anything for about 200 years.
Joe, we're not checkerboarding any neighborhoods this time around, right? Good answer.
Now,
like that answer.
We've been real fortunate in the county that most of the people that inherit this property next to them since 2008 have been treating it like their own property and cutting it. But we do have, it has been real nice. It's been pretty quiet. But last December, I got a call from some people that live in Bridge City off of Bridgeview and that, and Warren and Colin, and they're complaining. I went out there and took pictures, and they have a legitimate complaint. Problem is, Mother Nature doesn't play fair.
Not going to play fair the rest of this week.
No.
No, sir. No. But we did get the courthouse mowed.
Can we plant anything out there that will replace this issue? Maybe some pine saplings. I mean, just
wait. On the courthouse?
No, trees. Not on the courthouse trees. On the buyback property.
But we've really been fortunate. We've had some issues of people throwing debris on FEMA buyback property and calling the county and saying, hey, we need you to clean up the property. Well, they're the ones that put the stuff on there, and we have to go pay and clean it up. And we have done that in the past. But It's not been as bad as you would think. We do have other issues, but it won't be addressed at this time.
All right. Last on the list.
Last on the list. What is it?
Parking lot.
Parking lot.
Parking lot.
Well, I did get a price on a striper, something that I could use a 1 gallon bucket, and which y'all have a copy of that price and all that. I know that y'all had addressed with Clark on getting pricing on what it would cost to recoat and stripe the parking lots, and it was like, oh, we don't got that kind of money. So, but.
Well, I talked to someone at a local foundation here, and they would allow us to use their striper.
Yes, sir.
So how much are we looking at in just supplies, paint?
Well, I really don't know, Commissioner, as far as how much paint it would utilize to do a 4-inch stripe on all the parking lot, because we redid the parking lot at the 1442 complex. We repainted it. I could probably go back and pull those invoices on that, how much gallons of paint we used on that, to get a general idea on the parking spaces.
Why don't you get an estimate on that? And part of that estimate was figuring out how many feet of stripe we had.
Yes, sir.
I don't recall, you know, right off how many gallons it was, but I can go back to my office and find that estimate. That was to give us the number of gallons of paint we have to have.
And do you remember what the cost for the resealing the parking lot?
I really don't. I know I broke it up into the three different parking lots and then striping for each parking lot, but I don't recall the numbers.
Somebody told me about $100,000 to $150,000.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
It'll be at least
it's a lot of area.
But it needs
it was last done around 2000 or four.
The admin parking lot?
Yeah. The one
out there. Yeah, it's pretty close, right after the courthouse was renovated.
Yeah.
That's about right.
It's been around 2000. Yes. It's been quite a while.
And we in the 1442 complex, it's say 5-6 years old, and we've already redid that parking lot in that short period of time. The cement, it goes away a lot faster off the cement than it does the asphalt for some reason.
So why don't you put together some figures for the paint, and put them back on the agenda,
and also for the actual.
Or what?
I think what we need to do, in my opinion, is we need to look at restriping right now, because I don't think we have $150,000 to spend
to do the seal coat
right this time. So, in absence of being able to do the whole thing, at least we can do the striping and dress it up a little bit.
How do you propose it to get striped?
Meaning, in a bucket?
Well, I understand that. I know it's a trick question. It's like, what employee is going to be utilized to do this? Because during the summertime months, my problems are AC units. That's our biggest breakdown. I'm going to take technicians away to go put paint on the asphalt, and it's going to be – I got four guys.
Either paint or you mow, huh?
We got about 60 buildings. I got four guys.
Okay. Well, we need a plan. We need to have a plan for the fall to get this
now,
done.
Sheriff Department could provide a guard, I could provide all the material – for them to be able to do paint, but I know they're. I don't want to throw stuff on the sheriff because he's under.
Commissioner's work day and commissioner's doing.
Hey, I'm good for that.
I'll help.
Good day.
Bring out your sunblock, and you have to probably do it on a weekend.
Christmas decorations. I've done trash pickups. Yeah, I can paint.
Put a golf course out there.
Main thing is find out how many gallons of paint we need to do. Then we'll worry about how we get it done.
Right. We'll figure out a way to get it done.
Calculating the courthouse and the admin building parking lot, correct?
Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
That's good. If we can't resurface them, at least we can paint them and dress them up a little bit.
We got a volunteer from the sheriff. He said he didn't.
Well, on that matter that you mentioned, Commissioner Clark, I guess you could get one of your sweepers to come over here and sweep the.
Just did.
Oh, he did? Okay.
But last week?
They also
brought the did holes in the parking lot, too.
Oh, okay.
They patched
holes.
Go ahead and tell you. Tell us what you did, Clark.
Yes.
Actually, the City of Orange.
City of Patched it.
And they came over and did it. I think it was last Monday.
I was off.
Well, and we had a request because there's been people that use the parking lot occasionally, much like Conrad was going to do, and that we had some nails and screws. There was concern, so reached out to Clark to ask him if he knew where we could get a sweeper, and he knew folks, city, and they're going to do it. Matter of fact, for now, we're going to plan that as part of any event afterwards. City of Orange said that they, we would just let them know and that they'll come out here and do that for us occasionally. And that's good that they actually patched that. They did not say anything about doing that when we talked to them, but they did. So good.
Yes, sir.
Time. Go ahead and find out how many gallons of paint we're going to have. Get us a cost on the paint.
We'll figure out how
we'll figure out how to go from there.
Yeah.
10-4, we'll
do.
Got
a dropper we can borrow?
Yes.
Yeah, got a dropper we can borrow. We just need some operators.
We need to talk about it. Maybe at that time we can relay out where our handicapped spots are and figure out a better way to do that.
We do have. I do have templates over there for the ADA spots and stuff like that at the shop.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get that done too. So give us an estimate on the paint job.
Okay, I can do that.
And we can X out the mailbox, make sure nobody parks in front of the mailbox. So we'll figure out what we got to do.
Yeah, put some more lines.
The signs are working there?
There are people that pull up and see the signs and they back up and they re-park. I mean, I will say, in front of the mailbox, the signs are working.
I think a lot of them are probably just used to parking there over the years and just hadn't figured it out.
Still a stripe. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, fresh paint will make it stand out a little bit more, for maybe they won't park there.
Well, I think it'll look a little nicer and it'll give people a better idea where they're supposed to be. So we'll
go. Okay.
We got to spruce up.
I will do. I will send y'all an email on the cost.
Thank you.
All right. That's all I got.
That's all you got? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Item 10, discussion possible action on bids submitted on following trust properties, 2216 Westway in Orange. Karen?
We received a bid on it for $1,300, and I just say let's let it go. Let it go, because it's Westway. It's been on the property.
Well, it takes it off our tax rolls and puts it on somebody else's, and they'll do it proof.
Exactly. I'm getting it off county, get it on tax roll, get more money on it than what it was doing.
You don't have to mow it no more.
That's it.
Take some off your list, Kurt.
I thought Karen's done a wonderful job.
Hey, I believe in putting it back on the tax roll.
I do too, Karen. Okay. Way to go.
Let's get some money.
I make a motion we
accept
this bid.
Second. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3, that we accept the $1,300 bid the property for 2216 Westway in Orange. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I have it sold.
Sold.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 11, discussion possible action authorizing Sheriff Keith Merritt to apply for the fiscal year 2019 Bulletproof Grant Partnership Program grant. 50% reimbursement for the purchase of vests for the offices of the Orange Sheriff's Office. And possible action may include authorizing Terry Goss as the jurisdiction's designee to submit the pre-application for the grant and administer via the USDOJ website all the financial reporting associated with the grant on behalf of Orange County for the duration of the grant.
Good thing about this grant, FEMA's not involved.
It's
going to go very fast.
That's a blessing.
We've been doing this grant for a good number of years. The Department of Justice, when they come out with it, it's been probably one of the more popular grants out of all the agencies around, just because of the sheer cost of the vest. The vest typically cost around $733. The county gets half of that back through this grant. They're prorated. The shelf life or the expiration date is normally around 5 years for the vest. And so to keep from having all of them at one time, to have 80 or 90 officers at one time, we've staggered them over the years and got a pretty good system down. Terry Goss keeps up with all that and does all the reporting requirements. We've never had an issue on the county end on paying the part of it. We never had an issue on receiving the half reimbursement back from the department. So I'd like to really recommend us going with this grant again this year.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4. That the Orange County apply for the fiscal year 2019 Bulletproof Grant Partnership Program grant, and also at the same time in the motion authorizing Terry Goss to as a jurisdiction designee. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, sit top saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 12, discussion of possible action on reentering a memorandum of understanding between Hardin County Health Department and Orange County for services related to the public health emergency preparedness grant. Joe?
Judge, Commissioners, this is the for the PHEPS program, the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Grant. We've been doing this for years and years.
It's always good.
A long time. And what basically they do, it's under a grant that currently Hardin County's administering the grant. It used to be UTMB, and then I think it was City of Beaumont. Now Hardin County's doing
other
it.
Life.
And we benefit from this. It's our grant by having that person here. All we have to supply, Hardin County pays their salary, benefits, whole nine yards. All we have to give them is an office, which we have.
So moved.
I second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, reentering a memorandum of understanding between Hardin County Health Department and Orange County for services related to the public health emergency preparedness grant. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit 5 and say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Item 13, discussion possible action regarding Orange County Commissioner's Court approving a proposal between Orange County and EvoGov, Inc. to have Orange County website redesigned and hosted by EvoGov. This is not a budget item, but money for this redesign will come from the MIS other fund. Action by the court shall include approval for the Orange County Judge to sign all documents needed. Lisa?
Judge, Commissioners, I'm just asking to basically get this company to redesign our website. I've had a lot of comments about how the website's not user-friendly. It needs to be more professional-looking, which I agree. We just don't have anybody that is a web designer in my office.
41 pages of this, Lisa, 41.
I know, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, it's pretty in-depth there.
But I mean, it's going to be $18,400 as a one-time fee, which is four installments throughout the process, and then a $300 a month fee for hosting and support after that. They guarantee 99% uptime on your website, so even if our network is down, our website will be up because it won't be hosted by us. Do you have any other questions, concerns?
I'm heavily in favor of this. In my opinion, that website is archaic. It's old.
It's dead. It's just lifeless.
That website is probably the first image that most people that live outside the county see of the county. It's what that presents.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, it needs to be updated.
Us having it available where people can go to it and find their way around it, spirit of transparency, it's one thing to say that the information is out there. It's another thing to say is to try to find it, you know. So I think we need to make sure that it's available for people to be able to find it much easier than it is today. Well, and it is, you can go in and you can wiggle your way around it, but I think most people probably get frustrated before they try
you
to,
have to.
We need to make it better. The only question that I had about it, I know you talked about spending it out of your other funds, which thank you for that. That helps a whole lot when we're looking at budgets. But the I know the 300 this year, will the 300 in preceding years still can come out of your other budget side?
300
yes.
The 300 month maintenance fee, so it'll come out of that also. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the only question.
When you get choices of different.
Yes. They have some sites that they've of course already done, and they have said to go through and pick the top three that we like and tell them the things that we like about them, and then they will
custom
do a website, and then everything will get approved by us before it goes forward.
I like the pictures on the intro to the sites versus our really drab looking
well,
thing
yeah.
that you get to see.
I mean, pictures are a big thing to make it look a lot nicer.
We could take some good pictures of some areas, and that would be your introduction to Orange, not the drab.
Yeah. And I think the links will still work to the Slice of Orange app, that they'll be able to get to it from there, and that way we can continue that.
They'll just migrate everything that's on ours now to the new one.
Because with a more updated website, the formatting and all the coding behind scenes will probably be way more compatible.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to go to Ketchikan now. See, I mean, I saw their picture, so I want to go. You know, so.
I make a motion that we go ahead and do that.
I second that.
We all second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, Seconded by one, two, and four.
Wonder how the vote's going to turn out.
And the judge is still thinking the 5 pages is fine.
That's my opinion. Good enough for me. Okay. All in favor, 65 and say aye.
Aye.
Close. Aye.
Thank you.
It will look good.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Discussion possible action regarding authorizing the purchase of an Ultimate FOD BOSS system for the airport. The FOD BOSS is a foreign object debris sweeping system that will be used to remove foreign object debris from the runway, taxiway, and ramp. This is 2019 routine airport maintenance program ramp eligible item. Lizzie?
How much? Yeah, this is something we definitely need. This would help us. Right now, we have to physically go and pick everything up off the runways, our taxiways, our apron areas. This is something it can attach back to the back of the gate or to the back of the truck when we receive it, to that we can run at least once, twice, whatever, a week, to keep that FOD off of the runways, taxiways, and aprons, so that we know they don't damage planes.
And this increases safety.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, no question about it.
And liability, actually, because if something goes up in a plane, then.
So you already have the equipment to hook it on to?
We have the gator, yes.
Okay.
What's it cost?
This $6,398, and it's a 50-50 with my ramp.
Good.
And you budgeted it. We talked about that
already. It's already it's a budgeted item. It's already in my ramp.
Yes.
So moved.
Yes.
Second.
A tie for the motion or a tie for the second?
3-2. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. To approve the purchase of the FOD BOSS.
I feel so neglected.
Any further discussion? On the page, 65 and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Commissioner Strahan, you're a big guy, but you got
The interesting thing about this board is that the longer the meeting lasts, the quicker the seconds pop up.
Exactly.
Item 15, discussion and possible action regarding elevation certificates for 12 county-owned structures located in special flood hazard areas for the purpose of flood insurance coverage through the National Flood Insurance Program. I thought we had already approved it.
We talked about it. I can't remember what we did.
No, we talked about it.
No, it wasn't approved. We have to approve because the money comes out, I'm assuming, general fund. I'm not sure. Anyway, for the elevation certificates.
Yeah.
These are 12. It wasn't 12 structures we have that we do not have elevation certificates on, so we cannot even get the estimates for the NFIP policies.
That's what the okay. Discussion
so you
was.
Can't
we
get
had to have the elevation.
Yeah.
We talked about it a few weeks ago.
But we eliminated some of the buildings.
I only see one that we ought to insure.
That's up to y'all. This is what we're here for.
Those sheds and stuff.
Yeah, all of them are sheds except for the forensic building and purchasing. And maintenance, I think.
And I'm going to let y'all know, if we don't carry NFIP policies on these, something happens to them.
They're gone.
We don't get
it's
federal funding.
They all do.
Help. No, they won't.
I'm going to let
very facetious. And that's, but yeah, the big ones are, what do we have? The Claiborne Park Pavilion, just that one restroom. Pretty much all the buildings that are eligible at Claiborne Park. And then the big maintenance forensic purchasing, because that building, when they originally went out for elevation certificates, was being built. They were in modular buildings, so that building wasn't complete.
Missy, is the park ever flooded besides Harvey?
Not to my knowledge, yes.
The bathrooms?
I don't know about the bathrooms.
I know Harvey the bathrooms.
It's flooded before on range, but not as bad with, you know. Do you know subdivision by the park floods a lot?
Oh,
yeah. They're not building much up still. I think that we need to probably do the forensic building, the forensic center, and we'll have to decide whether we want to actually insure the pavilion at Claiborne. It's going to be totally reworked. So is it even going to be the same as it is now? We don't know.
Is that the open pavilion?
We won't know
till
tomorrow.
I'd say we pass. I think we pass on that pavilion until we know where the park's going to be. I think it's actually going to be tore down, so it's going to be reconstructed. So that whole thing may change. So I think we hold off on that, and I think we just move forward on the Polk Street Forensic Center.
So just one elevation certificate for 710 to 714 Polk Street, and None of the rest of them.
Not at this time.
Sir?
You...
Kirk, you have something to say?
No, sir. I'm good. Sign language works real well with
person. Sign language works real well. This is in charge.
Well, I guess the question is that on any of these other structures, is that if there is any damage, then we're responsible for it, and the totally. Responsibility is
correct.
What the value
is it? Let's say the value.
Well, because if we don't carry NFIP on them, our deductible with TAC. Is $500,000,
and that's more than the majority
NFIP
of those.
What NFIP would
yeah,
cover,
other than the one.
Yeah. The only other question I had is at the park, at Claiborne Park, will it cover the equipment in the building? Just the building.
Okay. No. Wait. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, it will. If we carry right now, it does not. No, because we do not carry those NFIP policies on them. If we carry the NFIP policies on them, yes, it covers structure and content.
Yeah, well, that's the
content makes a whole different picture.
Yeah, because there's a lot of equipment.
Content is worth
because we spent quite a bit on some boards and tractors out there.
Yeah, the content is worth more than building.
A bunch.
I think.
Well, now the tractors are covered under our mobile equipment. They're already covered. It's just going to be
just the
things
mowers.
That aren't mobile equipment.
Mowers. What about the mowers?
Mowers, not push. Riding lawn mowers are covered under our mobile equipment.
Okay, then
what do we have in there that's not covered at all?
At the park.
I don't know what's in there. Hand tools, things like that. Yeah.
You wouldn't know that.
Whatever that kind of thing that they store in there.
They can relocate some of that stuff if we see something imminent.
I think the hole will survive the flood.
Outside the mechanized equipment, I don't think there's a lot of money.
Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, and what kind of equipment do y'all keep in those two lawn equipment storage buildings that y'all have? Okay. I just want to check. Okay, we're good with that. Okay. Okay, good with that. Okay, so just get the elevation certificate on the one building. Okay, good with me.
Which one is that?
That maintenance, purchasing, and forensics building.
What's the address?
710 to 714
yes.
Polk.
710 to 714 Polk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Put that in the motion.
So moves
it up.
I second.
If I need to say it out loud.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, that we only get the elevation certificate for the 710-714 Polk building. Any further discussion? On the page, said 5 say 9.
Aye.
Opposed? Item 16, discussion of possible action by the court to approve the division of a 7.5-acre tract into three smaller tracts. This property is located in Precinct 2 between Moss Lane and Jackson Road. Access to the tracks will be on Moss Lane and Buster Road. Property is located within the City of Orange ETJ, and the division has been approved by both the City and the Orange County Drainage District.
Clark, this is a situation where a property that has a house on it and 7.5 acres overall, the owner wants to cut the house out separate from the other property and the undeveloped, divide it up into two pieces. So both of the properties have access off of existing county roads, and this is something that has been reviewed and approved by the city and the drainage district.
All right.
Well, I went out there, and I talked to, the best of my ability, I think I found the property. But a man was mowing his yard that lived in that addition, and the whole addition was flooded. We all know that. But I asked him, as a property owner there, if he thought that this would make the drainage or anything worse. And he looked at it and he said, no, ma'am. He said, you know, when 60 inches of rain come in 24 hours, it's going to ruin everything anyway. So at least we would get taxes.
Well, it was bound to be some development. Mm-hmm. We don't know what might go on to this, but it's being split up into two tracts that are each about 3.5 or 3.25 acres.
His kids or something like that.
I really don't know what they intend to do with it.
Need a motion, a second?
I'll make a motion to approve this.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it on the approval of the track division.
Thank you, Clark.
Oh, I forgot.
The
I figured you'd like that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a lot easier. That's why I have three. I didn't come up with all of my ideas.
I always get left out, Clark.
Couldn't do it without them.
No,
but we need to wait. We talked.
I'm starting to think there's a theme here, Clark. I'm on the bottom of the signing. I'm on the bottom of the road list. I'm on the bottom of everything.
She's
crowding over in my
area. I didn't know she
area.
Ran for both spots.
That's what you get to being west of Cal Bayou. You know nothing.
My feelings are hurt, Judge.
Yeah. Because I know you're a sensitive type.
Yeah. I had y'all know that the lady that the sheriff was talking about when we went to Terry Galsy is a fighter girl.
A fine girl, I'm sure.
To let everybody know that Terry Galsy is a fighter girl. That you were commended on that grant process there. If it wasn't for those western side employees that are all scattered all over this county, it'd be in trouble.
She might not be happy you brought correct. That up, though. You ever think about that? She might not be happy you brought that up.
Her name was on the agenda, but she's thrilled.
Okay, item 17, discussion of possible action regarding the renewal of agreements between Orange County and Williams Transport for IFB 16009 for airport mowing. Renewal period shall be from June 30, 2019 through June 29, 2020. Action by the court should include approval for the Orange County judge to sign the same.
Little discussion.
Yeah, me too.
Little discussion. And I definitely would vote to approve it because we can't move forward. But I think long term, if we're looking at this much money, mm-hmm. could we do that ourselves?
That's my question.
Two more? Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
This pink here is what my contract mower does. He mows at least once a month. And he'll start 7-ish in the morning. He doesn't finish till 7-8 at night. 6 to 7 days it takes him to mow just the pink. My guys right now, sorry, I didn't know you guys. My guys right now are doing just what we've been able to do due to rain around my building here. I want to say a pass or two right now around mosquito control. My guys are mowing 3-4 days a week when it isn't raining.
How many acres is that? Do you know?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Denise, do you remember? It's like 200. It's almost 300 acres, I think, or something. I think it's 200 okay. something acres. But the guy my contract guy does. Yeah, the reason I say that, if we did it right now, my guys would do nothing else for me except for mow the lawn.
Okay, y'all mow the pitch.
No.
I was just saying, if you had one guy dedicated just to mow the pink,
for yellow,
you couldn't do that.
How much does that cost?
A full-time guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How much does this cost, paying this?
He pays 28,000 something a year.
A year, uh-huh. And he mows 12 times.
Uh-huh, so, yes.
Be sure that you can knock that out 4 or 5 days a week with one guy.
Well, and the thing about it is,
he would have.
Well, this is the thing. They've got, he's got the guy that's doing that now. When we looked at that, he's got a huge batwing mower.
Yes.
We do not have a batwing. We didn't purchase a batwing because ours was much area. So,
well, this year there's no doubt what we do, but I was just thinking long term, maybe into next year we might want to look and just see.
I had written that.
That's fine.
That
that's fine. We can look. I
just kind of,
I knew y'all were
going to
ask,
so
I
wanted to kind of
check
that.
Why did you
had
look at him and do it like
I had a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1 to approve the IFV 16009 contract for airport mowing and approve the county judge to sign the same. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
It's a ton of
labor. It needs it right now.
We looked at so we can figure out a way to offset that cost.
It needs moving. Yeah. 18. Discussion possible action regarding approving the purchase agent to advertise for bids on insecticides.
I'll need some mosquito controls and insecticides.
I approve that because we're going to have them.
I'll second.
2-1. Motion made and seconded. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1. To approve the advertisement for bids on insecticides, which is for mosquito control. Any further discussion? On the face, just probably say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, David. Item 19, discussion possible action regarding the renewal agreement between Orange County and the Reliable Cleaners for IFB 18008 uniform cleaning for the Sheriff's Office, renewal period from June 7, 2019 through June 6, 2020. Action by the court should include approval for county judge to sign the same.
And this will be just a renewal and all of the other terms and conditions will remain the same.
And I'm glad we're keeping it local.
So moved.
We've had literally no problem with this vendor.
Do I have a second?
Was that a second?
No,
I'll just have a motion. Second before.
And he was the only one that bid last time, so.
No.
You both? No, you didn't make that.
I mean,
I just said I'm glad.
I'm confused now. 1-3.
1-3. Come on, Jeff.
24.
1-4? 1-4? Okay.
Man. No. Motion been made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4 for approval of the agreement between Orange County and Reliable Cleaners. County judge signed the same. Any further discussions?
Well, all I wanted to say is it's local. Yes. That's it. And they do a good job.
Hey.
All in favor, 65 and saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Yeah, they've been having it forever. All right. Item 20, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee or to hear a complaint or a charge against one or more officers or employees.
Judge, I would ask the court would be cleared, same and except for myself and Lori Ardwin and no recording.
No recording?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. With recording. I'm sorry.
Yep.
We're going to return to open meeting and take any action deemed necessary based upon discussion of the closed session. At this time, if anyone in the court want to make a motion in regards to closed session. There'll be no action taken due to a lack of emotion. Meeting adjourned. If it's okay with y'all.
Yes. So moved.
So moved. Second. Third.